修院叫Gita Bhavan 这个地方和大家聚在一起。
I'm very grateful for your kind invitation today.
也感谢这里的主人对我们非常盛情的邀请。
To the leaders, trustees of Gita Bhavan, my sincerest pronouns to you.
应该是很真诚的感谢你们。Gita Bhavan 的主人。
And to all of you who have come from the nearby land of China.
而且很欢迎大家来自中国的这些朋友们。
Gita Bhavan and Gita Press have a very special place in our hearts.
那 Gita Bhavan 这个地方呢，在 Maharaj 心里是一个非常特殊的地方。
Just recently,
那最近
I was in California.
Maharaj 在加利福尼亚州
at the house of the son of one of my guru, Srila Prabhupada's very first disciples.
去会见他的灵性导师 Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada 的第一位门徒。
This young man's father's name was Hayagriva Das.
那这个年轻人就是他的父亲叫做 Hayagriva Das.
Yes.
Hayagriva Das.
And he was in 1966 the first person that Srila Prabhupada requested to help him to edit his books.
那他在1966年的时候他是第一个是要求让他编辑这本书籍的人，帕帕德的书籍的人。
And for many years he was very close to Srila Prabhupada, my guru, and he collected so many things.
那应该有很多年呢，他和 Maharaj 的灵性导师帕帕德都有非常亲密的这接触，而且他搜集了很多的东西。
And his son has that collection.
而且他的儿子，就现在这个年轻人，也有这些收集收藏品。
So many manuscripts.
很多的手稿。
And so many personal things that Prabhupada used to wear and to use.
还有很多帕帕曾经穿戴过的、使用过的东西。
But he told me the most precious gift that he held most sacred that Prabhupada personally gave him.
那他告诉马哈尔呢，他有一个帕帕亲自给他一个非常神圣的、非常最好的一个礼物。
His father gave him this item and told his son, "Of everything Prabhupada gave me, this is most sacred."
那他的这个父亲就把这东西给儿子的时候，就说这是帕帕给我的所有东西当中最好的东西。
It was a little Bhagavad Gita.
是一个小小册子的《薄伽梵歌》。
About this big.
只是这么小小的一本。
And in the very front, it said.Gita Press Gorakhpur.
那写的是 Gita Press, Gita 出版社是吧 ？Gita 出版社。
And the reason it was so sacred is he said, Prabhupada, my Guru Maharaj used to give classes from that little Gita, and then he gave it later to Hayagriva.
那之所以它是那么宝贵呢，就是因为在之前，Maharaj 的灵性导师就是用这本小册子在讲课，但是他现在把这本书呢，就给了他当时的那个第一个门徒。
And I was so happy because when I traveled in India, that was the first Gita that I ever received that I carried with me everywhere I went.
那他很高兴，就是在他印度旅行的时候，这也是他灵性导师给他的第一本书。
At one point, I had a big bag of books I would carry around with me as a wandering sadhu.
那时候他其实有一大兜子的书，他一直背着到处去旅行，很多书给他的。
But they were all stolen one day in New Delhi.
而且在德里的时候，也有很多这个平常的书籍在里边。
But the little Gita was so small, I had it in another place.
而那本那个小册子的 Gita 就梵歌呢，又是那么小，所以他就把它放到另外一个地方。
And as I was traveling, I was living in Ayodhya in Mithila, the places of Lord Ram.
然后旅行的时候，他可能去很多地方，比如说 Ayodhya， 还有 Ayodhya and
Mithila.
Mithila.
That's the place of Sita's birth.
啊，是 Sita 妈妈的这个出生地。嗯。
And there are some Mahatmas gave me Ramayana in English, the only English that I knew of, and it was published by Gita Press.
那个时候就有一个 Maharaj 就给他这本有给了他一本 Ramayana 罗摩衍那这本书是英文的，那时候是唯一一个英语出版社出英语出的一个书籍是由 Gita 出版社出版的。
Both Valmiki Ramayana and Tulsidas Ramcharitamanas.
那这个罗摩衍那这个故事应该就是讲述的罗摩和 Sita 的这个故事。
And as I read them, I would cry with so much emotion because the philosophy and the story of Ram was so deep, full of devotion.
那他说到这本书就非常感动，因为Ram 和 Sita 的这个故事是如此的这个深刻，而且它里边涉及到故事和他的情感，还有他的哲学都是非常深刻，而且充满了奉爱。
And later I came to Vrindavan.
然后之后呢，马哈尔就到了稳达文。
And accepted the path of bhakti as my life.
并且在那里接受了 bhakti 奉爱是他的终生的这个事业。
And then I heard many stories about how Srila Prabhupada, my guru, was very, very good friends with one of the founders of Gita Press, Hanuman Prasad Bodhar.
那他也听到他的很多他的灵性导师帕帕德的非常好的朋友，也是这个 Gita 出版社的创建人。Excuse me, the founder's name is Hanuman. Hanuman Das.
Hanuman.
Hanuman.
Prasad Bodhar.
那他的名字是叫 Hanuman.
They would speak together for a long time about.Bhakti Yoga, the Yoga of Love and Devotion.
那他们两位呢，就是他的灵性导师和这个 Gita 出版社的创始人，他们经常在一起谈论 Bhakti 奉爱，这种最深的这个奉爱之情在一起。
And、even today, there are many letters that have been preserved, which were exchanges between the two of them.
那到现在，其实还有很多的这个资料保存下来，就是他们当时在谈论这个。奉爱的资料。
So Gita Press is very special place for me.
所以这个 Gita 出版社对于Maharaj 来说是一个非常特殊的地方。
In fact, in 1972, after I became a devotee of Lord Krishna, and I was very much loving Ram and Hanuman, and I had accepted my guru, I went on a pilgrimage to Gorakhpur to visit Gita Press.
那实际上呢，在1972年的时候，那时候马哈尔应该已经接受了，他的这个奉爱的启迪是吗？灵性导师，然后他就旅行到了，另外一个地方。Excuse me, you travel to another place.
At very early times, they made the holy scriptures of the Vedic literatures available in local languages.To all kinds of people, however rich or poor they may be financially.
那最早的时候呢，他们就出版了这些书籍，并且把他们派给所有的人，而且不管他们是在什么样的这个阶层，不管是富有还是可能没有什么钱财的这些人。
Hanuman Prasad means the grace of Hanuman.
Hanuman Prasadam 就是他的这个名字，出版社创始人这个名字就是 Hanuman 的仁慈。
He is a great symbol of bhakti.
他是 bhakti 奉爱的一个伟大的一个标志。
One of the most worshipable of all yogis.
一个最值得崇敬的一个瑜伽师。
On a physical level, Hanuman could do any asana.Easy.
在这个身体的层面上来讲 ，Hanuman 是可以做更所有的体式。
And Hanuman could do asanas that nobody else could even imagine.
而且他可以做很多的体式，甚至普通人都无法想象的体式。
far as gyan, his intellect was unsurpassable.
而且他的这个智慧，他的知识也是无法超越的。
Whatever he spoke was eloquent poetry.
不管他说什么都是适合的。
And his deeds, his mood of service, is any duty he accepted, he accepted it as his life and soul, and he never gave up despite any impediment.
那他的服务的这个心态呢，就是不管任何的职责，如果他接受的话，他就是全身心的。用灵魂这样去接受，而且用他的全部的生命去实现它，不管它有多么困难。
From the perspective of the divisions of yoga, he was a master jnana yogi, hatha yogi, astanga yogi, and karma yogi.
那如果是从瑜伽的角度上来讲呢，他是所有刚才马哈尔提到的这些瑜伽类型的这个非常棒的大师。
But everything he did.Was always in a spirit of loving devotional service to Sri Ram.
那他，但他所做的所有一切，都是出于他对 Sri Ram 的这种完全的奉爱之情。
And in his humility, he never took credit for anything.
但是他又如此的谦卑，他从来不认为自己值得称赞，有任何的这个功绩。
He never claimed to be God or to be great, but he was always in the mood.Of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the beloved Lord.
而且他也从来不自称为任何的神啊，或者是伟人啊，这样他只是自称他是他最伟大的主的仆人的仆人的仆人。
Therefore, he is the great symbol of bhakti.
所以汉努曼是最伟大的这种奉爱的标志。
Ram, in the Vedic system of philosophy.The absolute truth is one.
那 Ram 呢，在伟大的这种哲学当中，他是至尊者，是至尊的绝对真理。
Adanti tat tatpavitas tatvam yajganamadvayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdite. That one absolute truth eternally has three features.
那至尊真理呢，它永恒的是有三个层面。
Brahman, the all-pervading.
一个是 Brahman, 就是遍存万有的薄伽梵。
Paramatma, the Lord who is personally within the heart of every living being.
那他是存在于每一个生物体的心中。超灵存在于每一个。
Bhagavan, the supreme absolute lover and beloved. The personality of God.
最后一层就是至尊人格守神薄伽梵。
Bhagavan has come to this world and manifested so many of his eternal forms.
那他来到这个物质世界呢，就展现了他永恒的这个形象。
Lord Ram.
主 Rama.
The absolute truth one is forever both male and female.
那这个绝对真理至尊者，他永恒的都是既是。阳性也是阴性。
The lover and the beloved.
既是爱也是被爱。
Lakshmi Narayan.
也是 Lakshmi 和 Narayan.
Radha Krishna.
也是 Radha 和 Krishna.
Within the context of creation, Parvati Shiva.
也是所有这些Shiva Parvati.
And in the case of our discussion today, Sita Ram.
还有我们今天谈论到的 Sita Ram.
So Sita was separated from Ram by a very envious, greedy person named Ravan.
那 Sita 呢？她被迫跟主 Rama 分开，是由于一个叫 Ravana 的一个非常嫉妒的恶魔。
And in his desire to please Ram and Sita, Hanuman jumped across an ocean.
那为了取悦 Sita 和 Ram, Hanuman 就跳跃了海洋，跨过了这个海峡。
Whatever impediment came in his life, he was excited because he understood that it is not me, it is Ram who is doing through me.
那不管是什么情况发生的话，他都接受为这个不是我，而是 Rama， Sita Ram 让我去做的这个事情。
He met with Sita and gave her Ram's message.
他去找到了 Sita， 并且把Rama 的这个信息给了他。
And then he wanted to meet Ravan face to face.
然后他来到了 Rama 处，跟他面对面。
And Ravan was so angry with him.
但来到 Ravana 面前 ，Ravana 对他非常的嫉妒。
Because Hanuman said, "If you do not give Sita back, then you will be destroyed."
因为 Hanuman 是跟他说，如果你拒绝把 Sita 还回来的话，你就会被毁灭掉。
Ravan said, "This arrogant monkey, he deserves to die."
那 Ravana 他很生气，就说你这个猴子。你会你应该死掉。
Light his tail on fire.
然后就把他的这个尾巴给点着了。
They took very long cloth and wrapped it on Hanumanji's tail and then soaked it in oils and then lit it on fire.
然后他把很多的这个布条什么就缠在他的尾巴上，然后就把他的尾巴给点着了。
Now this is a serious.Matter for most people to be on fire.
这其实是一个很怎么说一个哲学的一个状态了，因为你的尾巴上着火了。
But Hanuman was thinking, how can I best serve my beloved Ram and Sita?
那 Hanuman 却想，我应该如何去服务我最热爱的Sita Ram 呢？我的主。
So he released. He made himself big and small and came out of the ropes he was bound by.
然后他就把自己一会儿变大一会儿又变小，然后他跳来跳去的。
Then he jumped on the roof of the palace and touched his tail.
然后他跳到了这个宫殿的这个顶上，然后就用尾巴
touched the palace like
他撞了那个钟是吧？用火把宫殿都点着了。然后整个
The whole palace went on fire.
然后就把整座宫殿就用他尾巴上的火就全都给点着了。
Then he jumped to the next palace.
然后他又跳到另外一个宫殿上去。
Touched his tail.
然后用他尾巴又去碰那个宫殿。
Fire, fire.
又点着了一个宫殿。
Jumping palace to palace.
于是他就从宫殿顶上一个一个的跳过去，然后把所有宫殿全都点着了。
It's a very important lesson.
这是一个很重要的一个活动。
It's a loss of karma.
课程。A lot of.
If you cause harm to another, it's going to come back to you.
如果你去了一个地方，那他如果你做了一个事情，那个事情一定会返回来给你。
If you do good for others, it's going to come back.
如果你对别人好，那一定会有好的事情反馈回来。
Sometimes it's not so immediate.
也许不是很快的，但是这个是很快。
But Ravana put Hanuman's tail on fire.
那现在就是 Ravana 把 Hanuman 的这个尾巴点着了。
With the same fire, Ravana started his whole kingdom.
但是就是同样的这一团火， Hanuman 就把他的整个宫殿都给点着了。
Then Hanuman called out, "If you give Sita back, Ram will be your friend forever."
那 Hanuman 同志还大叫着说，如果你把Sita 还回来的话 ，Ram 就会原谅。
Otherwise, he said, "I'm only a humble servant of the servant of the servant of Ram, and you see what I have done to your kingdom. Wait till Ram comes."
对，那你看到了，我只是 Rama 的一个仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。那你看我干了什么样的事情？如果我都做到这样的事情，如果 Rama 来的话，他又能做到什么呢
？And Hanuman, after putting the fire out, he jumped across the ocean again.
那他把整个宫殿整个都点着了之后，他又跨越又跳了回去，跳过了海洋。
And he came to the mountaintop that Ram was living.
然后他又来到了 Ram 住的那座山的山顶。
And when he told the whole story to Ram,
他把整个的这个经过告诉了 Ram.
Ram was so happy.
Ram 完全非常高兴。
He was so grateful.
他非常感谢。
Even though everything is coming from the one Bhagavan, the one God.
即便所有的事情都是来自于那个绝对的薄伽梵至尊者。
it is his eternal nature that he is conquered by the love of his devotee.
但是也是他这却是他永恒的一个本性，就是他会被奉献者的爱所征服。
Sometimes I tell story.
有的时候我会讲一些故事。
When I was a little boy.
那当他是一个小男孩的时候。
I was about 8 or 9 years old.
可能八九岁样子吧。
And it was my mother's birthday.
是他妈妈的生日。
August 15th.
八月十五。
Which happens to be the birthday of Mother India.
那印度母亲的这个。国庆日。
So two of my mothers have the same birthday.
那他的妈妈和这个印度母亲是同一个生日。
And I forgot to give her a gift.
但是他忘记给她了一个礼物。
So I went to our little tiny backyard behind our house.
那他就去到了他家这个后面一个小小的院子。
And my mother had a very small.Rose garden.
他的母亲在那里有一个小小的玫瑰花园。
It only had about 6 rose bushes growing.
可能也就是六株左右吧，这样的这个。
It was never more than 3 or 4 roses.
通常也不是那么三四朵玫瑰。
And she grew it. She planted it. She watered it.She cared for it. They were her roses.
那她每天都去照料这些玫瑰，给她浇水啊，照顾她们，这是她的那个玫瑰。
But I stole one of her roses.
然后她偷了一朵玫瑰。
And I ran inside the house.
然后又回到房间里。
And I gave rose to my mother.
把这朵玫瑰献给了她的母亲。
I said, "Happy birthday, mother."
并且跟她说生日快乐，妈妈。
And she was so.She started to cry.
她就开始哭起来了，她的母亲。
She didn't cry because I stole the rose.
她并不是由于她偷了这个玫瑰而哭泣。
She cried because I wanted to express my love for her.
她哭泣是因为她向她的母亲表达了爱。
And she touched the rose to her head and to her heart, and she smelled the rose.
她用这个玫瑰去触碰她的额头，她的心，然后去闻这个玫瑰。
She embraced me.
拥抱她，拥抱这个孩子。
When I was 8 years old, I wasn't a swami yet.
那个时候她还不是个 swami.
And then she said.If you gave me diamonds or pearls, it would not be more satisfying to me than this rose.
而且这个妈妈就跟孩子说，即使你给了我钻石啊、珍珠啊，也不能像这朵花这样取悦我，让我开心。
She said, "It is not the thing that gives something value; it is the love in which it is given."
关键的不是说你给出什么特别值钱的东西，而是你的爱，最重要的是爱。
She said, "It is the thought that counts."
他说这是 Excuse me, this is the found.
It is the thought that counts.
Found to life, 艺术生命的艺术。
Thought.
Fudge of life.
It is the thought, the feeling that counts.
Feeling, yes, 这是生命心灵的这种感受，生命的心灵的这种感受。
I do not know what she's telling you, but I hope it's something what I'm saying.
Thank you. We're trying, yeah, trying.
I know, you're very nice. It's the thought that counts. It's the feeling. Whatever she says is good, because she has so much devotion.
就说就是都是用这种奉爱之情，不管我说什么都 OK 了。
So in the same way, whatever Hanuman did, Ram gave him the powers to do it.
那不管 Hanuman 他在做什么，他其实都是用Ram 给他的这种力量再去做。
But because he did it with love.
但是是充满了这种爱。
Ram said, "I have no way to repay you."
Rama 对他说，我没有什么可以回报你的。
All I can give you is myself.
我唯一能给你的就是我自己。
I give you my very, very heart. And then he embraced Hanuman.
那我把我自己所全身心的，我把我自己心完全都给了你。
And Hanuman did not want anything else.
而哈努曼呢，他也不想要任何其他的事情。
To have money, to have fame, to have all these prestige in this world, he saw that Ravana had all that stuff.
而哈努曼也不想要任何的金钱啊、声名啊、所有这些物质世界的这种优越啊。他说他不想要这些。而 Ravana 那个恶魔，他其实有了所有这一切。
And he was never satisfied.
而这个恶魔从来也没有满足过。
But to please the Supreme Lord, that is the greatest satisfaction of the heart.
但是如果能够取悦至尊主的话，这就是在他内心当中最高的满足。
Atapum bird vijastresdas varnashrama vibhagasha svanushtadasya dharmasya samsidir haditosha. The perfection of whatever we do, whoever we are, is that.Lord Hari is pleased with us.
那不管我们是说什么做什么，那唯一是达到完美的地方境界的话，就是主哈瑞被取悦了。
So Hanuman Prasad means the mercy of Hanuman.
那么 Hanuman Prasadam 这个名字的意思就是 Hanuman 的仁慈。
What is the mercy that Hanuman gives us?
那么哈努曼给我们的仁慈是什么呢
？He blesses us with love, love for Bhagavan, for Sri Krishna, for Sri Ram.
他祝福我们能够有对薄伽梵的这种爱，对 Sita Ram, 对Radha Krishna 这种爱。
So these are my thoughts here at Gita Bhavan, and I'm very happy to be.
那现在我们就又回到了 Gita Bhavan 这个地方。
And China.I always wanted to go to China.
哇，哈利波，在中国呢，马哈尔说他是非常想到中国。
Today, the world news, everyone is talking about the competition between India and China.
那现在世界上呢，大家都在谈论的就是中印之间的竞争。
America and London, they are all in the background now.
然后其他的国家什么那些美英之类都变成了背景了。
Their time has come and it is going.
他们来了，然后又都走了。
Now the whole world says the future is in China and India.
全世界都在说，未来就是在中印之间。
Most population.
从人口角度上讲。
Most economic growth.
最快的这种增长，经济增长，对，最多人口，最多经济增长。
So to see people from China coming to India with such open hearts to understand the spiritual philosophy and experiences that India has always had is something so special.
所以看到如此多的中国人怀着一个开放的心态来到印度接受这种灵性的哲学灵性的这种知识是一个非常特殊的事情
Krishna appeared in India
Krishna 他是显现在印度
And Ram appeared in India
Rama 也显现在印度
And Buddha appeared in India
佛陀也显现在印度
And so many avatars appeared in India.
很多其他的圣人都显现在印度。
And the great Vedas and the great rishis and yogis of India have had such a powerful influence over the whole world.
那么印度的所有这些伟大的圣哲们、伟大的瑜伽师们，他们对全世界如此大的这种影响。
The people of China have such heritage of deep.Culture of family and community.
而中国人呢是在中国的传统文化家庭当中都有非常好的这种传承和遗产。
And India also, these two countries have preserved such deep tradition despite so much invasions and other distractions.
那么中印两国呢，其实都保存了非常好的这种传承，不管尽管说还有很多的这个各种的现象还是会出现，但是遭到侵略或者是骚扰的话，但是他们都还是保存了很好的传承。
And it's really interesting.
这是很有意思的一件事。
What separates India and China geographically?
那么是什么，就是从地理角度上来分开了中印两国呢？
It's the holy Himalayan mountains.
就是这个神圣的喜马拉雅山。
So, from the yoga perspective, the Himalayas are not separating China and India, they are actually uniting China.
但是从瑜伽的这个瑜伽式的角度来看的话，喜马拉雅并不是分开了中印两国，而是连接了中印两国。
Because the Himalayas, Mother Ganga represents the spiritual unity that we all have.
那么，喜马拉雅还有就是恒河母亲，实际上是代表了这种传承的奉爱。
Politically, there are so many differences.Between so many countries in the world.
那其实很多国家之间都是有很多的不同点。
And as far as the races, our physical features are have differences.
我们的人种啊，然后我们的这种躯体上的这种特征啊，各种角度都有很多的差异。
Different places in the world, people have different type of bodily features.
而在很多世界的很多地方呢，有一些人他们有很多的不同的这个长相。
And so many different languages.
很多不同的语言。
You are speaking so sweetly, but I don't know what you say.
他说我讲得很甜蜜、甜美的话，但他不知道我在讲什么，不懂我在讲什么。
But we all have something in common.
但是我们都有一些共同点。
We're all of the same source.
我们都来自同一个源头。
Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. Krishna tells, I'm the source of everything and everyone.
那 Krishna 在告诉我们说，他是一切的源头，一切都来自于他。
Janmadyashayataha. We are all eternal souls, part of the same God.
那我们都是永恒的灵魂。
On an eternal level, we are all brothers and sisters, and brothers and brothers and sisters and sisters.
那从永恒的角度上来讲，我们所有的灵魂都是兄弟姐妹。
We are all related.
我们全都是有关系关联的。
Not only all humanities, but all living beings, we are all one family spiritually.
那不只是人类，实际上是所有的生物体，我们都是来自同一个大家庭。
And when we reconnect with our Atma, with our eternal living force, the soul.
如果我们和我们永恒的这个阿特玛灵魂有所连结的话，
we are free of the ahankar, the ego.
那我们就会能够感受到我们的 ahankar, ego, 永恒的这个自我。
And in that state, there is no envy.
那也就是说，我们不会有嫉妒。
There is no greed.
没有贪婪。
There is no anger or selfish passion.
没有这种愤怒、自私或者是激情。
There's only the will to serve with compassion.
只有这种怀着慈悲之心的服务的心态。
When you water the root of the tree, the whole tree is nourished.
就好像你给树根去浇水的话，那么整个树、大树都得到滋养。
When we understand the soul's innate love for the supreme soul or God.
那我们。如果了解到这个个体灵魂是来自于
That love extends to all beings as compassion.
来自于这个超灵的这种爱，那我们就可以把这种爱传递给所有的生物体。
That is who we are. That is who we always are.
通过我们所有人的心。
Because our bodily features, our nationalities, all of these temporary designations.Come and go in time, like the waves and the river.
那我们的躯体的这些状况，我们的这个所有的这个外貌的这种特点，全都是短暂的，时来时去的。
But like the river Ganga, there are many, many waves that are coming and going on the surface.
就好像是在恒河的表面上，我们看到很多的波浪，一波一波的，又来又去。
But deep down, there's one current.
但是深埋在这些波浪底下的实际上是同一个水流。
The current of truth is forever.
那个真理的水流是永恒的。
That we are all eternally loving servants of the One Supreme.
我们都是永恒的要为至尊真理做服务，怀着奉爱做服务的灵魂。
And this chanting of God's names is meant to awaken that love within us.
那么我们唱诵这个圣名的目的就是为了唤醒我们心中对于至尊的爱。
And Hanuman, even when he was doing the most difficult asanas, he was always chanting God's names also.
而哈努曼即便他是在做最困难的体式的时候，他总是在唱诵圣名。
So this is the little message that I'm happy to share with all of you today.
那这就是 Mahara 想跟大家分享的一点点这样的信息。
Would anyone like to ask any questions?
你们想问一些问题吗？
Yes, please.Can you speak louder?
I asked Kavichandra Swami a few days ago. I met him and I asked him, I need a spiritual name. It's need or not? But he said,You are yogi, you maybe know me, the spiritual name, but everybody, my friends have the spiritual name. So I think maybe I need, but I don't know how to get the spiritual name. Sorry.
What is your name?
My name's English name is An, Chinese name is Chang An.
How do you know?
So I asked him, because I wish I have the spiritual name, I don't know, so how to get the spiritual name?
Okay, I translate the question into Chinese first. 那他刚才的问题就是几天前呢Mataji 他有见到 Kavichandra Swami, 然后想跟 Swami 呢要一个灵性的名字，因为他的朋友们都有灵性的名字，所以他也想要一个，但是当时 Swami 跟他讲说他是一个瑜伽师，所以可能先不用一个灵性的名字，但是他其实非常渴望想要到一个灵性的名字，所以想问Maharaj 如何能够得到一个灵性的名字。
Halibut.
In our tradition.
在我们的传统中。
When the guru gives us a spiritual name, we gratefully accept it.
如果一个guru 给你灵性的名字的时候，我们就怀着感激来接受它。
And generally, that takes place at the time of initiation when we dedicate ourselves to the path.
那在这个时候，实际上它是在你的内心深处是有一些事情发生。
So, in a playful way, people can give each other names.
在某一种角度上来讲，人们可能会叫你不同的这样的名字。
But the real substance is when.We dedicate ourselves, and then in reciprocation, the Guru's mercy, he gives us a connection, special connection to God, and gives us a name, which represents that we are servants of that one supreme truth.
但是那样的话，其实如果是Guru 接受你，然后给你灵性名字的时候，实际上是帮你建立了，给了你一个连接和至尊的这种连接，然后在你的内心深处是和至尊重新建立连接，并且好像是叫什么那个 part 连接 OK 没有
But we have a program in Mumbai where we feed people prasad.
那在孟买呢，他们是有这样的这个安排，是给人们提供食物 prasadam.
And prasad is sometimes called anna.
Prasadam 有的时候也被叫做 anna.
And our program is called Annamrita.
那那个节目就叫 Annamrita.
The nectar of anna.
就是安娜的这种食物的这个甘露安娜玛瑞塔。
So you already have spiritual name.
所以你已经有了这个灵性的名字，安娜玛瑞塔。
Govinda Prabhu, would you like to add anything?
Govinda Prabhu 要解释加多一些什么事吗？嗯，马哈尔已经解释了。
I'm very happy because I made him smile.
马尔很高兴让他笑起来了。
Thank you very much, sir.